The town of DeWitt is looking to become more friendly to bikers and walkers. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the suburban community east of Syracuse is gathering suggestions from residents and businesses before making any changes.
DeWitt Shire, one of the earliest housing developments in the town of DeWitt, was built in the 20s and 30s. Its streets are lined with sidewalks. Many of DeWitt's later developments, though, built in the 50s and 60s, reflected America's post-war love affair with cars, so there's not a sidewalk in sight. Fast forward 50 years, and residents are apparently looking for ways those neighborhoods can become more walkable and bikeable. That's what town planner Sam Gordon is hearing through a series of community forums called Moving DeWitt.
I think people are willing to, and not just willing, but they want to see this kind of change happen.
Gordon says the idea is to get support from the public for future improvements to the town's bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure. And that could be as simple as adding a crosswalk or as complicated as developing a long-term plan to link things like canal paths with other communities. And DeWitt isn't alone. Gordon says communities everywhere are considering making roads safer for non-motorists, with New York State encouraging something called complete streets.
If you think of New York City, for example, right now, New York City is one of the premier bicycling cities in North America. And if you just look 10 years ago, you'd probably take your life in your hands to go through New York on a bicycle. So it's really something that's changing in communities across the country.
Gordon says information from a continuing series of public forums will be used to help develop a bicycling and pedestrian master plan for the town of DeWitt. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.